his friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on Bamidbar, Perek Gimel, Pesukim Aleph and Beis. We already saw Neflaos, Baruch Hashem, Yitaris Hashem. And now we will continue. So we can say as follows, again, this is based on the Torah of Mori Barabi, Agon Agadra, Adar Yitzhak Manzatzal. Our Iker Parsha here, in Revi of Parshas Bamidbar, is talking about the Bechira of the Levim. As we see, Pasuk Vov, that it says, Hakri b'smate Levi, v'hamadata oso lifnei Aharon HaKoyen, v'shersu oso. So that's the Bechira of the Levim. Bechira of Bnei Levi. So from this it emerges that it says in Pesukim Aleph to Dalid, vis-a-vis the choosing of the Kohanim, is talking in a situation. What does it say? It says, Veil told us Moshe, Aaron, and Moshe, Biom Dibra, Hashem, and Moshe, Bahar Sinai, Veil, Shmos, Ben Aaron, Vuchor, Nadav, and then Vavio, Elazar, Visamar, and Eil, Shmos, Ben Aaron, Akohanim, Amishucha, Mashir, Mila, Adam, Chan, that talks about the chosenness of Bnei Aharon. And Ayadav, and Avio, Vayomis, Nadav, Avio, Fnei Hashem, Bakrivim, Ezizar, Fnei Hashem, the Bar Sinai, Vechain, Elazar, Visamar, Al, Pnei Aaron, Aviem. So that's Bechiras Kohanim. אז מזה יוצא שמה שכתוב בפסוקים א' עד ד' כלפי בחירת הכהונה מדובר שאחרי נאמרה בחירת בני לוי. First you have the בחירת כהונה, and then you have the בחירת בני לוי. And on that it says, who is nivcha lekohuna and how they become kohanim. That's what it says in Pasuk Gimel. Elu shmois bnei Aharon, hakohanim hameshuchim, asher mile yodam lechahim. That they were anointed and their hands were filled, could be literally, we've discussed this a lot in the past, but how to prepare Kohanim for their avoda with the ribui begadim, Mashiach b'shem and Mishcha. So Eilash Mos b'nei Aharon Kohanim Amishucha Mashir Mili Adam Lechayin Shenamar b'zeh Shenasu Kohanim Adei Shaita b'hem Mishicha. How did they become Kohanim? They became Kohanim because they were anointed. That's Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. Eilash Mos b'nei Aharon Kohanim Amishuchim. They were anointed and their hands were filled to serve. That's how they were prepared to serve. And in that it says a pasuk dalid, Vayomis nadav aviyu lifnei Hashem bakrivim eish zara lifnei Hashem imidbar Sinai ubanim lo hayilahem vayichayin elazar visamra pnei aharon aviyim. And Nadav and Aviyu died in front of Hashem when they brought this fire and fire in front of Hashem at Midbar Sinai, and they didn't have any children, and Elazar and Isamra served al pnei aharon aviyim. What does it mean al pnei aharon aviyim? Rashi, al pnei aharon b'chayov. Anachnu dibarnu al zeh b'arichut b'shiurim acherim. Al pnei aharon b'chayov. In his lifetime, while he was yet alive, Elazar and Isamar served. The Ramban explains, shehaya lahem din kohen gadol b'chayav. They already had a din kohen gadol in the lifetime of Aharon, because they were anointed like him in his lifetime, and that is not to be done for all the generations. In other words, their kahuna was not because they were banav shel Aharon. Shebaze b'hadavar al yedei Yerusha, ve'ein behem mishicha la'asotam kekohen gadol. It's not pshat that their kahuna was because they were the sons of Aaron, and then that would come through Yerusha, and then they would have no anointing to make them kohen gadol. It's not necessary. But rather, they became kohanim through mishicha, and therefore they are already kohanim gedolim already, kiviyachol, in the lifetime of Aaron. And for this reason, Pinchas didn't become Kohen until he killed Zimri, because he was not anointed with his father Elazar, like we see in Zvachim 101b, Ayin Rashi, Reish Parshas Pinchas, Mavur Mizanyan, Shenitkanu B'nei Aaron. Had B'nei Aaron become Kohanim? Only through the Mashicha. And that's what the parish is talking about. The parish is talking about the anointing, the choosing of the B'nei Aaron. So now it would appear that that's what it says in Pasuk Aleph, Ve'ele Todos, etc. The Yom Dibir Hashem is Moshe Bahar Sinai. It's coming to explain that it says that Bnei Aaron needed Mashicha, Shelo Kishar Kohanim. That it says that Bnei Aaron needed Mashicha, unlike other Kohanim, Sheyotam Bnei Aaron Bilvad Sagi Buleyotam Kono. Other Kohanim, all they have to do is be Bnei Aaron, but these Bnei Aaron needed Mashicha. So we can say that the banim that came afterwards are bnei kohanim, and memela they're kohanim ashein kein. These that were born before the mashicha of their father. So maybe they can't get it because they were born if there was already a Mashiach Adan. So now anybody who's a Kohen is a Kohen for all the generations. But before the Mashiach of their father, like Elazar and Issam were born before the Mashiach of their father, they can't be Kohanim. They need a special Mashiach. That's what you could say. Aval Baramban and Parashas Shemini and the Sharash HaMishi and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, we see that the Mashiach of the Kalim and the Kohanim was a Mashiach L'doirois Be'elu Shebo Acharkach. So the Mashiach, we discussed this at length in our Shiurim on Hilchos Malachim, see Be'er Miriam, Chelek Aleph, Perak Aleph, Halacha Zayin, that our Shiurim are based upon, Pile Pile Plos, that the Mashiach of the Kalim and the Kohanim were Mashiach L'doros, that also applied for those who came afterwards. So you don't need Mashiach B'foa. As long as there's a Siba that their father was a Kohen, so v'nitna kuna l'shevet zeh m'meila yeshna b'chal Mashiach d'acherim. So they don't need a Mashiach. As long as you have a Siba that your father is a Kohen, so that works for you also. So the Mashiach of the Kohanim and the Kalim also, but the Mashiach of the Kohanim, which is what we're talking about, is a Mashiach L'doros for those afterwards. So you don't need Mashiach B'foa, as long as there's a reason for him to be a Kohen, because his father is a Kohen and the Kohen was given to this Shevet. So Mamele is included in the Mashiach of others. So why don't we say the same thing Klapei B'nei Aharon, that they get to be Kohanim because they're B'nei Aharon. They don't need Mashiach. They have a Siva to be a Kohen because their father is a Kohen. They shouldn't need Mashiach. Once Aaron is anointed, even if though they're already born, why shouldn't the Mashiach account for them also? So on that, it says in Pasuk Aleph that the Bnei Aaron need Mashiach because they're also Bnei Moshe. Because they're also Bnei Moshe, and therefore they need a Sibas Kuhuna Atzmis. So it's not enough that they can't rest on the laurels of their father, because they're also B'nai Moshe, as we see in Pasuk Aleph. Ela told us Aharon and Moshe. So they also are sons of Moshe, so they need a Siba Atzmis. They need their own reasons for being a Kohen, because they're not exclusively B'nai Aaron. Anybody who's exclusively B'nai Aaron, so they have a reason to be a Kohen because they're B'nai Aaron, and they don't need a Mashiach. Aaron was a Kohen, they're Kohanim. But when it comes to Elazar and Issamar, they're the sons of Moshe. So they need a Siba Atzmis. So that's why the Pasuk says that they also need Mashiach. HaKohanim HaMeshuchim Asher Mili Adam L'chaim. They're also anointed. And therefore it says Vaychayin Elazar V'Issamar Al Pnei Aaron Avim. That Elazar and Issamar are serving in the lifetime of their father. They're also Kohanim Gedolim. They had a din Kohen Gadol B'chayiv, Nimshchu Kamosa B'chayiv, as the Ramban says, V'layasa Kein L'doros. But B'chayiv, they also have a reason to be Kohanim. And the explanation is that someone who teaches his, the son of his friend Torah, it's as if he gave birth to him, is based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia in the Mishnah, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, that you return an aveda to your father, to a Rebbe, before your father. Because your father gives you Olam Hazeh, and your Rebbe gives you Olam Haba. B'hainu shepa'al b'nafsho v'nishmato l'chayim, k'shem shepa'al aviv b'gufo. So what the father does for your body, your Rebbe does for your soul. But the inyan of the neshama and Olam Haba is not begilui. It's not something revealed. And the dini ha-Torah are said in this world also. And so even after you were taught Torah, you're still your father's son. Because in the, your body, you're your father's son. You look like your father. You sound like your father. You walk like your father. You talk like your father. Whatever it is, you got your father's DNA stamped all over you. So in your body, you're your father's son. Achen b'nei Aaron, shayu kaimim b'yom diber Hashem et Moshe b'har Sinai. But the b'nei Aaron that existed on the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, shebi'arnu shebi'yom zayta riyah ve'akara riyah shel mamash el ha'emet. Wait a second. On the day of Har Sinai, as we spoke about in the previous shir, that was the day that we appreciated the truth, that we appreciated that what's primary is the soul, and not like in Olam Hazeh where we hear kolos and we see brachim. Here was just the opposite, because what looked like gashmis we realized was just a, was an idea, was an abstract concept. And Ruchnius became real. It became concrete, like something we can see, something we can touch. So there, their souls became primary. So on this day, on the day of Har Sinai, you see that Moshe was takam olidam, because you see that their Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave birth to them. And he's, because now you see that the soul is primary, not the body, and he taught them Torah. So he's their father. Wait a second. If the Vort is something biological, so then you're only B'nai Aharon. But if the Vort is something physical, spiritual, now we're living in the spiritual world, so they're just as much B'nai Aaron as they are, B'nai Moshe as they are B'nai Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Torah. And therefore they can't be included in the kahuna. Because now that it's B'yom Dibir Hashem, they were there on the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, B'yom Dibir Hashem et Moshe b'Har Sinai. Again, we now understand the B'yom and we understand the Har Sinai. That this was when they were elevated to a place where they, where the spirituality became concrete, became real. So now you understand that these people are really the sons of, these people are really the sons of Moshe. Their souls are primary. Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Torah. So on this day you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was really their father. A spiritual father is a real father. And therefore they didn't lost out in their kahuna, because they're not just B'nai Aharon anymore, they're also B'nai Moshe. So that's a chisaron in their kahuna, and they need Mashiach. Because they need a Siba Atzmis for Kahuna. It's not enough that they're B'nai Aharon. And that's why it tells us in this context that they're the sons of Moshe. Because it has to tell us, you know why they're chosen to be Kohanim? You know why they need special Mashiach? Because they're the sons of Moshe. And they were there at Har Sinai. When they saw that Ruchnius was real, that's the real deal, and Mimela Moshe is their father, and that explains the Pesukim Vayter, why they need a special Mashiach. It's a Nafgamina Lamaisa. And that's why Vayter, we forget about Moshe. Ve'elishmos b'nei Aharon, ha'bechor nadav, v'aviv elazavi samar. Ve'elishmos b'nei Aharon, ha'meshuchim Hashem li'adam l'chaim. Because all we needed Pasuk Aleph for, when they said they were b'nei Moshe, is to explain, why are they being anointed? So once you have that, you don't need to mention Moshe anymore. Now you just need to tell, these are the people who are the b'nei Aharon. Now we go back to our concrete physical world. What we view as a concrete physical world, that they're the sons of Aaron. And they were anointed. And Pasuk Aleph mentions the Moshe because it's telling us why they had to be anointed. Once we got that out of the way, then we can go back to their being B'nai Aharon. So the Maisa, they were B'nai Aharon. That's why it only says B'nai Aharon. So that answers the kasha that we asked in the first year. How come it only says B'nai Aharon? Where did Moshe disappear to? So the answer is we don't need to mention Moshe anymore because we already explained what's going on over here, that they have to be anointed because they're the sons of because of what happened in Har Sinai. So Memela, once we understand that that's the Iker, then Har Sinai is the Iker, and that Ruchnius is the Iker, so that explains why they're no longer really the sons of Aaron, they're the sons of Moshe, because Ruchnius is the Iker, so now they need to be Nimshach. But now that you understand that, you don't have to mention Moshe anymore. Now it just goes to tell you the Maisa what happened. They were anointed because these people were the sons of Aaron, back to our concrete physical world. These people were the sons of Aaron, were anointed as Kohanim. And if you want to know why, look at Pasuk Aleph. But we don't have to mention Moshe anymore. That already we took care of. We explained. So that's the Kliyokar's Kasha. We answer the Kliyokar's Kasha. We know why it says Yom. We know why it says Har Sinai. We know why Kiilu Yelado is Pshat, because that's what happened at Har Sinai. So that's the Kiilu Yelado. And that means that they need now a Siba Atzmis for Kahuna. So just to conclude, with a very, very important idea that Rav Kook writes, there's a tremendous Churban in the world that people see Gashmius as real and Ruchnius as fake, as abstract, as an idea. But he said it's so bidyuk, I mean he says it in his beautiful poetic language, he said it's so bidyuk fakert. But the real world be'emes is the Ruchnius. And the Gashmius is just, it's an abstract idea. You have to deal with it, You have bills to pay, you have bank, you have this, you have that, to go to the doctor. But that's not be'emes where it's at. It's at the Ruchnius world, and the Gashmius world is just something very temporal that you get through. And its importance is that it serves the Ruach. But the Iker is the Ruach, and that's what's real. In any event, there's obviously a lot more to talk about. So I give ourselves a bracha that we should be zeicha mirtz Hashem lamshich ve'lachzor l'shnot perek zen l'omor l'aym v'lishmol l'skem v'kalt v'yisam l'tur v'yahavet. Thank you so much for listening. Sviyasamas, beloved friends.